The International Organization for Migration, the IOM, is setting up a series of centers throughout Afghanistan which aim to empower Afghan women by teaching them how to read and write and train them in employable skills. The project is part of the U.S. aid-funded Afghanistan Transition Initiative, which has been promoting community and infrastructure development since the beginning of last year. The United Nations estimates 70% of all adults in Afghanistan are illiterate and that most of them are women. A spokesman for the International Organization for Migration, Chris Laum, says women who cannot read and write are destined to remain poor. He says a primary focus of the centers that are being developed is to help women become economically self-sufficient.
By giving them literacy and saleable skills, they will offer a way into the economic mainstream of Afghan life for women who were very much marginalized during the Taliban period.
The program will build and equip 14 provincial women's centers in Afghanistan. IOM is working in close cooperation with the Afghan Ministry of Women's Affairs to implement it. The centers will be spread throughout the country in places such as Kunduz, Mazar-i-Sharif, Herat, Kandahar, and Kabul. IOM's Chris Laum says that once the women become literate, it will be possible to provide them with job skills such as training in small business development.
It may be possible at some point to feed this sort of training into microcredit schemes, which will allow women to start small businesses, and other training, of course, in areas such as health will also contribute to the well-being of Afghan women.
This particular project is an extension of work begun last year to rehabilitate the country's shattered social and economic structures. So far, officials say the project has rebuilt 33 schools, serving some 35,700 girls in 11 provinces around the country. Another major project is the Intermediate Medical Institute in Mazar-i-Sharif. Mr. Laum says this is one of five Afghan institutes that provides training for 700 nurses, midwives, dentists, pharmacologists, and lab technicians every year, all skills that are in desperately short supply throughout Afghanistan. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.